It's All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. A coalition of faith leaders and same-sex couples filed a federal lawsuit today challenging North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage. Many are saying it's the first lawsuit to challenge a same-sex marriage ban on purely religious grounds, the argument being that because of the law, many pastors are unable to perform marriages they feel their faith requires of them. Nancy Petty is pastor of Pullen Memorial Baptist Church in Raleigh, an American Baptist church. She's joined 12 other clergy members from different churches in the suit, and she's on the line with us now. Good afternoon, Pastor Petty.
Good afternoon.
Well, many of the arguments made supporting gay marriage bans are on religious grounds, that being required to perform such marriages is a breach of religious freedom. Yet what you're arguing is just the opposite. Can you explain that for us?
What we're arguing is that the ban on same-sex marriage in North Carolina places a burden on, as ministers, our ability and the ability of our congregations to form faith communities of our choosing that are consistent with our principles and values represented in our faith. We are not trying to say that other churches have to do it the way we do it or believe the same way we believe. All we're asking for is our right under religious freedom, our right to determine whom we marry and whom we don't.
And I'm assuming, Pastor Petty, that your church is one that allows and welcomes same-sex couples. Is that right?
That's correct. In 1992, my church did an extensive discernment process in which the whole congregation was involved. And at that time, we voted as a congregation out of our discernment process that we would be a welcoming and affirming congregation to the LGBT community and that we would perform same-sex unions.
In 1992, is that when you were kind of kicked out of the Southern Baptist Convention?
Right. So Pullen Memorial Baptist Church was founded as a Southern Baptist congregation, was actually a mission church of several churches here in the Raleigh area. And then in 1992, when Pullen decided to be a welcoming and affirming congregation and to perform same-sex blessings, holy unions, the Southern Baptist Convention did what they called disfellowship Pullen. And since that time, Pullen has remained an American Baptist church.
Are there any other repercussions at this point? Obviously, you were expelled or disfellowed, as you said.
Right.
Is there anything else that can happen to you now as a result of this?
Not for Pullen, because we've already been disfellowshipped from the Southern Baptist. The American Baptists are in the same struggle that most all Christian denominations in this country are in around this issue of homosexuality and marriage equality. And the American Baptists have taken the stance that actually they have said that homosexuality is incompatible with biblical teaching. However, they've made a theological statement, but they have not acted on that theological statement in terms of excluding churches who think different, American Baptist churches who think differently from that statement.
What do you see as the next steps of this lawsuit? Where do you think it's going to go next?
Well, I think it's going to end up, of course, in the courts for a period of time. But I have great hope that, like other states in our country, where these amendments, these bans on same-sex marriages have been overturned, I think it's only a matter of time before that happens here in North Carolina. It may take us a while, but I think these are the kinds of steps that need to be taken in order to move our state along on this issue, and I think that will happen. I think eventually we will see marriage equality will be affirmed here in the state of North Carolina.
Pastor Petty, thank you so much for talking.
You're welcome.